With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling his nation Saturday the second stage of the war against Hamas has opened and ground forces are heading into Gaza and attacks are being expanded from the ground, air, and sea. But he stressed Israel's priorities are clear.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
Netanyahu speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC. Meanwhile, Gaza residents describe the bombardment as the most intense of the war, and the escalation brings even more pressure on Israel's government from desperate family members of hostages taken by Hamas 3 weeks ago. Also at SRNNews.com, former Vice President Mike Pence is withdrawing his bid for the Republican presidential nomination in Las Vegas Saturday. Speaking before the Republican Jewish Coalition, he said that after prayer and deliberation, he decided that it's not his time and suspended his campaign. Jeep maker Stellantis reportedly reaching a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers.
That deal follows another one set earlier this week by Ford and the UAW. The agreement with Stellantis still must be ratified by members and leaves only GM without a contract with the union. The deal could end a six-week strike by more than 14,000 workers at Stellantis assembly plants in Michigan and Ohio and parts warehouses across the nation. Like workers at Ford, the strikers at Stellantis are expected to take down their picket lines and start returning to work in the coming days before 43,000 union members vote. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Otis has devastated parts of Acapulco. The death count stands now at 39, but they expect that number to rise. This is SRN News. When it comes to faith and politics, mainline Protestant pastors have some interesting views.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all mainline clergymen think it would be great if more of our elected leaders belonged to non-Christian faiths or were non-religious altogether. Breaking the numbers down by denomination, more than half of pastors in the Episcopal Church USA, PCUSA, and United Church of Christ believe that what America needs now is less Christian leadership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father filed a federal lawsuit blocking a state policy preventing schools from letting parents know their children are living as the opposite sex. The dad argues the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. Guidance issued by the state's education department also advises schools should keep separate files with different names for transgender students. SRN News. Mental health problems were definitely behind the mass killing in Lewiston, Maine this week that resulted in 18 deaths and over 30 injuries and the death of the suspected gunman. That's according to local officials.
It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say 40-year-old Army Reservist Robert Card was found dead inside a commercial trailer at a recycling center in Lisbon.
There was a couple of firearms found at the scene.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk says it was an area that had been cleared twice Friday. He says they don't have an official motive, but it appears Card specifically targeted the bowling alley and the bar.
The individual felt like people were talking about him. It may even appear that there were some voices in play.
He says Card's family had been helping police providing his identity when they saw the surveillance images. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.